Okay.
How do I get to the guitar part? Oh, shit, that's a lot of talking she wants me to do. All right, I got to cut to the guitar song. Sorry. So this is the song. I had many guitars growing up is the point that she wants me to talk about here. This is my director gal.
Hi, Kate.
Say hi to Kate. You can tell also, Kate, if the flow's not going well, you can say, gee, you know, the show was better last week, Kate, without your fucking, you know, bullshit. All right. So I had many guitars anyway growing up. I had, you know, my first guitar was a Sears and Roebuck Electric, Candy Apple Red. I cherished it. I still have a picture of me in my first band, the Stepping Stones, when I was 12 years old. Six kids in a picture with unlimited potential. One dead and out of drugs, one lost to alcohol, one with the most hideous mullet and comb over you ever saw on a 50-year-old in your life, one happily married with kids, and yours truly here. And on, but anyway, it led to this guitar, which was made in 1937. I often think about the people in the Gibson factory if they'd look ahead 70 years to see the shit I'd put this thing through. But in tribute, in an honor, I wrote this song. So here we go. Cold, bitter day, the street deserted, the music store the only shop open. I stand outside, my hands are jammed in my empty pockets. A bunch of guitars crowd eager in the front, but an old battered acoustic in the back spoke to me, cracked whisper voice, hey buddy, you want to go for a ride? I'm skeptical, this guitar is almost dust. I say, what you got in mind, old timer? And that guitar pushed its way to the front, saintly, sincere, go for a ride, boy. Ancient faces, chariot races, forbidden places, exotic embraces, pyramid construction, camel riding, time machine gliding, white line fever believer, ride your thumb to Texaco, Mexico, gas cards, Simonos, Nodos, ride the lightning, ride the wild surf, ride a white swan, can you take a motherfucking ride for God's sake? I said, whoa, hold on there, chatty baby. I say, how old are you anyway, guitar? And that guitar said, I was born in 37, on the road by 11. I can play as sweet as an axe from heaven. I need a partner to start here, like the James boys, Frank and Jesse, like the Untouchables with Elliot Nessie, like a Bonnie and Clyde when they get aggressive, like Romeo and Juliet, they start their caressy, like Bottles and James, a pause to refresh you, like Salt and Pepper, like to see them undressy, like Sid and Nancy, dead and gone, God bless you, like the Everly Brothers, how the voices they mesh you, like Jake LaMotta and his brother Joe Pesci. Whoa, hold on there, Tandem Ted. I say, how much you cost anyway, guitar? And that guitar said, I have a mere $200. And I said, well, I only got a mere $10. And that guitar said, well, you go through the door over there and you give that $10 to the man behind the counter and you pay the balance off quick, you know, when your ship comes in. So I gave that man the $10 and, you know, I waited for my ship to come in. I'd go down the dock every day, my little boating sneakers, my sailor's cap, my Thurston Howell, the third blazer, my fish sticks. I borrowed binoculars. I scanned the seven seas. No ship. I launched flares. I went to nautical school. I got a job as a longshoreman. I learned how to walk like Marlon Brando and on the waterfront. I studied Moby Dick. I got a tattoo of the red Ishmael. No ship. I sewed sails. I drank with pirates. I yo-ho-hoed in a bottle of rum. I composed sea shanties. I rented Jaws. I watched reruns of The Love Boat. I collected coral. I lived in a lighthouse. I bought scuba gear. I hired divers to raise a Titanic. I took the confession of the old man of the sea. I bribed Charlie Tuna. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. Actually, now that I'm a father of a six-year-old, I can also add this. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Absorbent and porous and yellow is he. Thanks. I used to screw the voice of SpongeBob is a guy by the name of Tom Kenny, and I used to date. I almost said screw. I used to date his sister. That has nothing to do with anybody. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, bingo ships, but not mine. You know, I anticipated a very cold winter of ice fishing. But my wife paid off the guitar as a birthday present. Epilogue. Crime and Punishment, love story. The Crying Game, love story. I don't know. It's all this bullshit about the Brokeback Mountain, absolutely a love story. It's all this bullshit about the guitar, ultimately distills to a love story. Now I gotta write the hooky chorus for the big hit record, and then I'm gonna bring home the bacon.